Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
41 degrees right now. Feels like 31 degrees. Mm-hmm. So bundle up on the way out. We're going to get to the mid-50s again today, but it looks like it's sunny. A little bit of wind coming in.
All right.
The rain will be back tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to rain all week with potential snow on Monday.
Yikes.
Great.
I know. So buckle up for that,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. All right, we are back live this morning. We were not here yesterday, and that is 100% my fault.
What happened?
I would like to apologize. Okay.
A lot of things.
A lot of things happen.
Mm.
So
where to start?
If you've been listening to the show for the last couple weeks, you know that we had been preparing for our big boss, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
To come from Kansas City here to Buffalo for this game. And the reason he was coming, he had, you know, brought me out to Kansas City the last 2 years. The least I could do to repay him was, you know, hey, come on out. Come watch the game with us.
Yeah.
We're going to have a blast. So Kimmy, your husband, me, myself, a couple other folks we know, went up to the game together. And we were pulling out all the stops. We wanted him to have the grandest experience because he had done this for us.
Show to town.
For me. So we got a limo bus, Sprinter van to bring us up.
Big shots rolling in.
No big deal, right? And everybody around here was pretty excited. Like our new big boss found he was coming. So we, you know, wanted to hang out with him too. He had a good friend of his who used to work in Kansas City who now works for the Bills Radio Network. So we were going to hang out with him for a little while.
Wow, look at all this.
Big thing. All right, so Sunday morning, we all go out to dinner Saturday night, which we will recap after 7:30.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Bet you did.
Yeah.
God. Everyone shows up at my house at 10 o'clock.
Sunday morning.
So I had woken up Sunday morning, and I was feeling weird. But anyone that's a parent knows, you never feel normal ever again for the rest of your life. I just thought maybe I was a little tired.
Stomach churning.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so get on the bus. We're all having a grand old time. We get out to Orchard Park. Mm-hmm. We park. Everything's awesome. Okay, fantastic. So, like, an hour or two into the tailgate, it got really cold.
Oh.
And I remember asking people, like, hey, did it drop 20 degrees? And Kimmy's like, it's a little bit colder.
Yeah.
So, like, there's this group that has a fire next to us. Mm-hmm. So, like, I start talking to this guy. He's a dentist in Gates. Really nice guy.
Look at that.
And I'm stealing their fire because I'm starting to, like, shiver.
Oh, so you're getting, like, the chills.
Yeah, but I don't realize I'm getting the chills. Yeah. I just think it got cold and I didn't bring a hoodie. I was being stupid. Yeah. Right? So we start to walk into the game. And at this point, I've had three beers all morning. And thank God Bob was with me the whole time. And I'll get to that in a second. Mm. Our boss. So I'm walking into the game with Kimmy, your husband, and our boss. And I realize I'm sick. I'm, like, really sick.
Oh.
And I don't know what the hell happened. But this is all for Bob.
Yeah.
Right?
Muscling through.
Yes, I don't want to ruin this for him.
I can do this. Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it. So I'm going to swallow it down, and we're going to go.
You make him sound like a make-a-wish kid.
Well, I mean, look, man.
It's his last chance.
Well, the thing is, if
it's all he wanted.
Pat's you guys had tickets together. So if you didn't go in, Bob would have been on his own.
Oh, yes. That would
have that wasn't going to happen. And here's the thing. Bob is such a kind guy. He's
the most mellow dude, man.
And like, if I would have said, hey, I don't feel good, he would have been like, we're going back to the bus, so we're going to hang out, and I'm going to take care of you. And that wasn't going to happen. Like, you know, he has done so much for the show, personally for me,
Great guy.
The Kansas City thing. I'm not going to let him not have this day, right? So we get in, and we sit in our seats, and I am in a bad way. I am in a bad way to the point where I am like openly shivering and I'm trying to hide it. So I go sneak away. I buy a $100 sweatshirt.
Yeah, you weren't getting out for under $100.
It was a and it's not even a good sweatshirt.
It's like the most base one you could find.
This is at the Bill's store.
Well, so no, I didn't even, if I got to go to the actual big Bill's store, it would have been fine because I would have worn that sweatshirt forever. I had to go to one of like the side stores.
In your stadium?
Yeah, crappy selection. Yeah. This sweatshirt's going to be $25 at Marshall's. When I see it, I'm going to be livid. But you got to do what you got to do. Right. So as the game is going on, I'm getting worse and worse and worse. Wow. And I'm doing everything I can to hide it. So the plan was, Tommy.
What's that?
We have a new big boss. The boss even above Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He is at the game.
Okay.
Our company has a suite.
Wow.
And he comes to our tailgate before. Really nice guy. We get to meet his wife. And he tells Kimmy, her husband, our boss Bob and I. He goes, listen, why don't you guys meet me in the suite at halftime? We can all hang out. You know, have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, look at you stepping up.
Not only that. Bob
with the knob.
Nope.
Hobnob.
That's
Hob with the knob.
Oh, I thought you said Bob with the knob.
That's I said Hob with the knob.
Oh,
you're hobnobbing.
We both heard Bob for sure. Bob with the knob.
Check the tape. I said Hob.
We'll go back. We'll review.
Also, our boss is a really good friend of his who he used to work with in Kansas City who now works with the Bills, who he's super excited to see that will be in this suite.
Oh, all right.
Networking.
All right. You got
here in the suite.
So,
well, Pat's turning blue.
So Bob and I are walking to the suite, and it has become apparent to Bob that something is wrong.
Yeah.
And he goes, are you okay? And I go, look, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not. I'm not okay, but that's okay. I will be fine. We're going to be in the suite. You go have fun. Seriously, man, I'm just going to find a pot spot in the corner to chill. I'll watch the game. Don't worry about me. We get into this suite. Here is my big fear. This big boss does not know me.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he knows we've been tailgating all day. I am worried.
About how this looks.
Yes. That I feel like I'm going to puke.
Yeah.
And if I puke while we're here in front of this guy, he's going to think that I have gotten so drunk that I cannot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is a bad look in the suite. So I have to do everything I can to hold myself together. So we meet him, handshake. Hey, man, good to see you. I mean, I'm holding it together. Hey, good to see you, good to see you. So I get in the suite, and my body just, like, shuts down.
Oh.
And I am in this chair, and I'm just sitting there staring at the game, trying to maintain. Kimmy and her husband get up there.
Yeah.
And you said when you saw me.
So Ed, we came up, and, you know, Bob's mingling. He's talking to some of the people he knows. And Pat's just standing there, like, leaning against this, like, counter, looking down like he is just on a completely different planet. And I go, maybe we should go back to our seats.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So you bailed?
Well, I did. I mean, you weren't going to. I just wanted to let you be at that point.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, he did not look well.
Yeah.
So but it becomes obvious that something's wrong.
Yeah.
So Bob shares everybody. He's sick. But thank God Bob had been with us all day that he knows that I'm not sick from drinking. He's standing there with me.
Care.
Bob.
But you work at a classic rock dump.
Bob,
do you think they care? Outlaw Radio.
Well, the problem is, like, once you get into the suite, it's just like you stand out a little bit more. It's a little quiet in there, so yeah, I would be worried about the way it looks.
Bob wouldn't care.
Yeah,
right. Bob's buddy wouldn't care. I don't know our new big boss, right?
Yeah.
And he seems like a straight man.
But he's been around radio longer.
Yeah, but you don't want to, hey, come into the suite. Nice to meet you. I'm drunk. And what sucks is, like, in these suites, it's unlimited beer, unlimited food. I'm finally in, you know, Shangri-La, and I can't enjoy any of it.
You can't taste nothing.
I feel like I'm dying, right? So Bob eventually tells them, like, yeah, something's wrong with him. It's not drinking, but he's sick. So now they're all coming over to me, and they're very kind. They're like, hey, buddy. You okay? I'm fine.
I took some ecstasy in the bus, man. Feeling good.
So finally, Bob's like, hey, man, we can leave. And I'm like, no, man, we are not leaving this game.
Yeah, all especially with the way the game was going to.
Exactly.
You couldn't even make the excuse.
No. So how about, I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, they're driving down the field. They get to fourth down. I'm thinking, like, okay, if Prater makes his field goal, we can just start walking out to the
start
bus.
Start making moves.
Doink.
Doink. And you know what my thought was? Because they were right with 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to score. The Chiefs are going to score. And they're going to go to they're going to get the 2-point conversion.
Yep. And go to overtime.
And I'm so sick at this point, I don't even care about the game. I'm like, if we go to overtime, I'm going to puke in this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't, thank God.
Yep.
All worked out nice.
Now we have to walk back to the bus.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was like for Moses to wander through the desert for 40 years.
Must have sucked.
But I'm pretty sure it was the walk back to the bus that I had. Because I don't know how I got there. They have these rickshaw bicycles that you can jump on. Yeah.
The guy pedals you back?
Yeah. And I'm desperately looking, and they're all full.
Looking for one.
And they're all full. And I'm like,
take me away. I don't care how much it costs.
I'm even debating like leaving Bob to walk.
You do look like the biggest dick in those things.
You do.
Though.
I know,
you do.
But I have desperate times.
I'm lazy, and I'm going to make this guy
he's puking
pedal
on the side of one of those bikes.
Look, man. All right, so we get back to this bus this van, and the guys that drove us, super nice guys. Yeah. Everything has been wonderful. And again, I don't want them to think like I'm
You're going
to
be puking on the bus.
So I go, look, man, I'm sick, and I need a bag. Who's got a bag? So Kimmy can tell you, like, the whole ride back. I'm just
At this point, you've gone from chills to you look sweaty.
Yeah, like, the heat kicked back in.
Now you got a fever.
Your hair was, like, kind of soaking wet. Oh, you were dripping sweat.
And what do you got, 2 hours before you're probably home?
2 hours if we're lucky. Yeah, it was 2.5 hours.
It took a while to get out of that lot. Oh,
well, my sister was with us, and she's the only mom on the bus. Yeah. So she goes into full mom mode, and she's, like, texting my wife, because I call my wife, and I'm like, don't go to bed. Yeah. Please don't go to bed. I need you to take care of me. So now my wife's like, you need to go to the ER. I'm like, I'm not going to the ER in
the
a party
emergency
bus.
Room?
Well, she's like, she's scared for me.
Yeah.
She just,
like, what are they going to do for you?
I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, like Pat was super quiet. And then every now and then during the ride, you'd hear, oh my God. Oh,
it's the worst,
God.
Man. Being sick when you're traveling just blows.
But like my poor sister, she's now like having to do like the forehead touch every 20
yeah,
minutes.
Yes and no. I don't know. She was kind of like in her own world too.
Well, here's the other thing.
She was telling us stories. She was having a great time.
My sister has this phobia of puking.
Mm. Well, who doesn't?
So no, like she can't handle it. Like she has to plug her ears. And
I can't. I'm the same way.
So every time I didn't puke on the bus, thank God. But there was a couple times where it was close. So I started like, and my sister's like,
because I'm gonna get sick if I hear it.
So I get home.
Yeah.
My wife, she strips me down. She puts me, I am just soaked in my own sweat, right? Like she tucks me into bed. Okay.
Are you supposed to take like a cold shower or a hot shower when you got that?
Isn't there
some kind of like shower thing you're supposed to do when you get the chills?
There was no way I could stand.
Yeah.
Right? Like I was.
All right, so you go right to bed.
Yeah, just get me in, put all the blankets on me. I'm going to sweat this sucker out. The one good thing that happened out of all of this.
What's that?
Is, again, I'm sorry I missed yesterday. I feel terrible. Because there was so much going on that I wanted to talk about. It was so much fun, other than the dying. I slept till like 10 o'clock yesterday.
Wow.
And I did not get out of bed once.
No, your body needed it.
Yeah.
Man.
But it was glorious.
Oh, what, sleeping in?
Not moving.
Yeah.
It's the first day I haven't done anything in like 25 years. And it was like being a teenager again.
Yeah.
I forgot the luxury of
sleeping in
and not leaving bed.
Yeah.
I sat and I watched movies on Netflix all day long.
Yeah.
I watched all of the Bills highlights over and over and over again. I ate all the soup I wanted.
Bro, anytime you get all the soup.
Think of the soups. More than that.
Yes.
More of the soups than that. Like so many soups and chilies that I got to eat all day. I drank like 12 Gatorades.
Oh.
Yeah, awesome. But yeah, man, it was.
Look at that. And you recouped.
Well, yeah, I think I'm all hopped up on DayQuil. 1 hour to go until I get my next dose, which I'm looking forward to. But, like, I'm telling you, man, the luxury of, if I was rich.
Illness.
Yeah. I would be that guy who they have to cut the wall out of to get me out of the house.
Oh, Walter Hudson.
Yes. Thank you. So fat. I will never move. If I hit the lottery, I'm never leaving my bed ever.
Took him out on a forklift.
Yeah.
And then put him on a flatbed truck to take him to the hospital.
Yeah. Like, bro, and he got famous.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Because I remember that Dick Gregory, the comedian, I'm going years ago, but he saved the guy's life. Like he worked with him.
So there you
and
go.
And he still was fat and died.
So what if he didn't have to end the story like that?
Well, I think he got him down to like 6 bills, which is huge considering he was 1,000 pounds.
100%.
So he lost a fat guy and was still more than a fat guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. But anyway. I don't know, man.
You recouped. You got a little time off. You had soup.
But I do feel bad for Bob. Like, he texted me yesterday, our boss.
Yeah, by the way, so you were his. He left. He came in Saturday night. He was flying out early Monday morning.
Yeah.
Weren't you his ride to the.
That's the other problem.
You should have told me. I would have picked him up.
Kimmy did.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Kimmy did it. Well, like, I felt terrible because Kimmy on the bus, you know, we never take days off.
No, that's when I knew he was really sick.
Well, Kimmy on the bus, she looks back. We're like halfway home and she goes, you know, Pat,
I can take care of stuff. We'll get through tomorrow.
Well, yeah. She goes, like, don't feel like you have to come in. And I'm like, I don't think we have a choice, Kimmy. I don't think that's even an option right now. Yeah. But, like, Bob writes me yesterday.
Yeah, what right? He says.
Thanks so much for everything this weekend. I really had a great time. I hope you're feeling better. And I go, I'm really sorry. He goes, I hated that for you. Thanks for being a trooper and hanging in the entire. Like, he's such a nice guy.
I know.
Guy.
Yeah.
And this is why doing things sucks.
Well, then, no, that's not the moral of the story here.
It is
here.
To me. This is why when you do these things, it sucks. There's always some fly in the ointment. Somebody's pissed off. I got charged too much. There's always an issue.
Well,
always.
I mean, you didn't have to do this, and your intentions were good.
Right, and it blew up in your face. Literally, it blew up in
just
your face.
At the end, yeah. You almost made it.
All right. If bad things had to happen,
yeah.
I'm glad it happened to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want him sick.
Yes,
yeah.
It was a bother.
He'll start getting the chills today.
Oh man,
if he gets sick today.
Yeah, because he was sitting near you on the bus.
You dragged that bastard from Kansas City here.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, no.
Why are you laughing, you monster?
Gave him a cheap steak.
Oh, no.
Crammed him into some beat-up bus. Got him sick.
Why are you laughing at that? That would be terrible.
No, because he's an older cat. It's people my age.
You are not doing well. Man, you keep getting worse,
know,
man.
Geez.
You can pick things up so easily.
Keep getting worse and worse and worse.
You may have killed our boss. You know, people like me, when we get the pneumococcal pneumonia,
uh-huh.
And we it's straight downhill, man.
Good. I'll start coughing on you this morning. All right. So again,
you made it through.
We made it through. I apologize again. It was totally my fault. We weren't here yesterday. I am so sorry, and I appreciate all of the "did you die or get fired" messages that I was getting on Instagram all morning. Like, the theory is something went wrong at dinner and we got fired.
Oh.
I got like 40 of those on Instagram.
That's a good one.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In years past, this was something to easily go, not for me.
Okay.
Now, this year, it might be time to read the room, because this is going to be necessary for a lot of families.
Oh.
And look, as much as you'd rather support local places.
Yeah.
You're not going to find a deal better than this one when it comes to the holidays.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, if you're watching us on our live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch. You just saw Tommy drop the remote on the floor.
Yeah, it's now the TV's kind of screwed up. But probably not connected.
If you are looking for the most financially efficient deal for Thanksgiving food,
sure,
we have it for you right here.
Great.
Amazon has announced a Thanksgiving dinner for five for $25.
Wait, they just drop it off at your door?
Yes, they do.
For $25.
$25.
And so that covers five people.
That's what they say here.
Damn.
So it will go on sale starting November 12th, and it will be on sale through November 27th. And with this $25 dinner.
Now, this isn't cooked. I mean, you got to prep it.
You got to prep it yourself. Yeah, okay. You got to prep it yourself. But
so it's groceries.
You got it. It's an 8-pound butterball frozen turkey.
All right.
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green bean casserole, crescent rolls, and your choice of pie.
Wait, you get a dessert?
You get a dessert. Your choice of pie.
That's huge.
Okay, so we don't know how much you get of each.
All right, but if it's a standard, like, pie.
No, I'm
turkey.
Not talking pie size. What? I'm talking, well, I don't know. Is 8-pound turkey enough for five people? Because you've got to factor in the bones.
Yeah.
You always got to factor that bone in. Son. Bone gets you every time, even on a holiday. Mr. Bone, don't take a day off.
Mr. Bone, don't take a day off. Put that on a T-shirt.
Every day's bone day.
Sell it.
Even if you live in Raggedy Town.
Okay. Would you trust a $25 Thanksgiving dinner for five from Amazon?
I mean, if you get it, and even if it's a little short and you got to add to it,
still
you're still ahead
bucks.
Of the game,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Because if you go to Wegmans, you ain't getting out of it for $25 for five people.
No,
no
worth
way.
A try, I guess.
The
but
pie alone's
going to
kill
too
you.
Late. You don't realize it's not enough until it's too late.
Well, it's weird that you've flipped on your pie.
Well,
because
fresh pie is expensive.
For years and years, you told us pie not a big deal. We were arguing that pies are a big deal.
They're finally, like 30 effing dollars.
We finally pie flipped you, bud. So Aldi and Walmart are trying something similar.
Yeah.
Both of them, they're running a $40 Thanksgiving deal they say will feed 10 people.
All right.
And you'd imagine that all three of these deals are going to fly off shelves or websites, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
For two reasons right now. First off, SNAP benefits are now up in the air while it's getting worked out through the court system.
So that's like food stamps, right?
Yep. And there are a lot of people who are about to find out that friends and family they would never have suspected get SNAP benefits.
On SNAPs.
That's going to...
They snap it.
Yes, that's a thing that's going to happen over
snap
the
next... Snap it in Raggedy Town.
Depending on... You see, that's what I'm saying. You think Raggedy Town, it ain't always Raggedy Town, homeboy. Second, the overall cost of food in general.
Oh, sure, everything's up.
You got it. The last few years, Thanksgiving has become less of a fun escape from real life and more of a reminder of how expensive life can be.
People coming up short, Pat.
So I guess my question is, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, does the average American go out of their way to save money at Thanksgiving this year?
Because you're saying it's a big gorge day.
Yes.
Like you let it all hang out.
You got it.
Everybody's coming over, everybody's putting the feedback.
And it's not even after midnight. That's when you let it all hang out. You
should write that. That's a good tune.
Got to put it in the rock shop next to the bone T-shirt. But you were saying.
No, but I mean, that's the day you eat. So it's kind of hard to cut back.
Well, I mean, it's a...
I mean, unless you got people...
Hold on. I love how you say that.
Yeah.
Right? Well, how could you cut back? Oh, you have to eat all of the food. You don't have to do that.
But that's kind of what this tradition is.
Load
I mean, the one thing it could help is like if people coming over chip in.
Okay.
Like everybody brings something.
Yeah.
That kind of adds to the meal. So if you do all the basics and everybody else chips in with other stuff, I mean, you got a fat meal.
Okay, but now you're relying on other people to do things.
Well, you can't show up to somebody's house barehanded, man. You got to show up with something.
No, there are lots of families that do that.
Bro, that's bum.
Bro, there are
families. That's a bum relative, man. It shows up with nothing. You can't You can't put some cheese on a plate.
Kimmy, you can back me up.
I was
going
to say, I do have relatives, though, that like they don't, they almost don't want you to contribute because then you have way too much.
Okay, but that's a different story, though. But I'm talking
about. But like they kind of go, like, I have some relatives that go like way overboard with the amount of food that they make. And if you bring something, it just sits there and nobody eats it because there's already so much other stuff.
But if you're going to Snaptown.
Okay, again, you don't know.
I don't, but you...
No, you don't.
But you kind of know.
No, you don't. I'm telling you, man. I am telling you right now. I am telling
you. I see the snap in her eyes, man.
Bro, a lot of... Like, most of people on Snap are elderly people and children.
I know.
No, you don't.
It's
hey,
terrible.
Who's the most...
It's
who's,
terrible.
Who's most of the people who cook Thanksgiving dinner? I would argue... Mm. Oh, excuse me. The elderly are the ones that are most likely to cook you Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
So if grandma or grandma...
You know she's coming up short.
Okay.
So then you got to show up.
But she don't want you to because she cooks. She's
you
got to
push.
It's a slap in the face. You got to spit in your mother's face.
Not again.
Well, not after I did it. She asked for it. 252-WCMF. 252... Kimmy, what's the phone number?
252-WCMF.
Thank you.
What were you trying to say?
Amazon offering a $25... Dinner for five for Thanksgiving. Again, it's an 8-pound turkey from Butterball, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green bean casserole, crescent rolls, your choice of pie. Aldi and Walmart are offering something similar, $40 Thanksgiving dinner for 10.
Yeah.
I mean, look, this could be a serious issue depending on who's coming because, Tommy, you would not tolerate low-end Thanksgiving dinner.
Who wants to eat low-end?
Okay, nobody wants to, but this may be the year, instead of bitching and moaning like we do every year, but busted, that you read the room. Because reading the room with everything else that is existing outside of Thanksgiving dinner, that's the right thing to do.
Okay.
You can't do it. You can't do
it. So what
it.
Am I supposed to do if I'm going under somebody's house?
Eat.
No, man.
And shut up.
Should they bring things?
Oh, but is
contribute?
That... Contribute? Is it insulting?
Why, because they're poor?
Well, yeah. All right, how about this? Is it offensive to offer to change if you know the usual Thanksgiving host is worried about their finances? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'll take it on? Is that an offensive thing to say?
Well, you saying take it on makes it sound like you're doing charity, where you should say, you know, you've done so much, maybe it's my turn to host.
Okay, but they're going to know what you're... Look, man,
I understand that, but you're really saying, hey, man, you ain't got no money. Come to my house. That's not the way to position it.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the way you said it, but they're going to see right through
maybe
it.
Then don't do
simply
it.
Simply say, what can I bring?
Okay.
And or just show up and eat their chintzy food.
Caleb writes us on Instagram.
Their chewy breasts.
Duffy.
Dry-ass stuffing.
Your mom's there again? The stuffing's nice and damp when I'm there. Caleb writes us. Duffy at WCM. He says, my money-saving techniques for Thanksgiving, tried and true for my whole life. Make sure I have a standing invitation to someone else's house.
Well, no kidding. Mooch.
Oh, look who's talking.
Total mooch.
Look who's talking.
Hey, I don't mooch, buddy.
Trey writes, Thanksgiving is a chintz holiday. Christmas dinner is where it's at. Forget the turkey. Give me some prime rib, baby.
It prime rib?
On Christmas.
You can kiss my prime rib ass, man. If you can't afford turkey, you think prime rib's showing up in another month?
If you had a prime rib ass, I'd kiss it every day. No, I mean, that has kind of started to happen where there's been a split in people's...
Substitutes, you're saying?
Well, yeah, like, you know, Thanksgiving's become less of a food holiday where Christmas has taken over.
Mm. I thought Thanksgiving was still ruled.
Well, but, like, guys like you, you don't like turkey.
That's all right. Is that my go-to?
That's what I mean. So people who aren't the biggest turkey fans will say, all right, we'll chintz on Thanksgiving. We'll spend all the money on our Christmas dinner because you can have whatever you want. Like, you Italians and the fishes.
Yeah,
and
the pasta.
But I guess if you're not going all out for Thanksgiving, like, why even bother with the holiday? Because, I mean, the thing you look forward to is, you know, somebody's special cheesy potatoes. Or you know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, one dish that you're dying to have because you only have it, like, once or twice a year.
Because what are you doing then? If you're not sitting there gorging, what's the point of this holiday?
This is what I mean by read the room. The point of the holiday is to go spend time with family.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have something to do.
If I'm going to have to listen to somebody bitching about something, I'd at least
you need
some
food to shove in their mouths so they'll shut up.
Look.
Like... No food leads to more arguing.
I am not.
Or alcoholism.
I am not here to say that I don't love gorging on Thanksgiving. Yeah. I, like every other American, want to eat till I can't feel feelings.
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes to, again, the situation we're in and reading the room, the point of the holiday is to spend time. It's to give thanks.
I don't give thanks to this great country of ours.
Or the people that you care about.
Them too. Throw them in there.
Look, okay.
The losers and the snappers.
I mean, if there is a silver lining in what's going on here.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that, you know, what this has become is not what it's supposed to be.
getting back to our roots.
Well, maybe. And again, even then, the roots is probably problematic. But the point I'm making is you're spending time with the people you love. That's what's supposed to be the important thing.
Cherished memories, man.
I'm guessing, that group of people you love has also shrunk.
You know, those great stories you've heard 20 effing times.
You don't even
eat. And then they start to forget.
You don't even eat, you bitch. You sit here.
I drink.
No, you want to walk in to see all this food that you're not going to eat. That's the weirdest thing. It's like a fetish, man. It's like you want to like touch yourself under the table. Oh, let me smell the turkey. Oh, it's so good. Weird. Now I got batch on my turkey. Batched up turkey, which is also, that's an extra $5 on
Amazon. Oh, yeah.
You kidding?
There's an upcharge.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You are not going to think this is surprising.
Okay.
Because you fell ass backwards into this situation. You don't actually deal with anybody here. So you can be like, yes, of course. I talk like this. I'm Tommy. See? But the idea of living here and actually living here, I think, are two separate.
So the fantasy?
Yeah.
The reality.
You know.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Dish Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
In front of us, we have a survey done by ESL, the Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, the bank.
And it has everything to do with where people want to live in the greater Rochester area. Mm. All right, so they took 290 residents in Livingston County, Monroe County, Seneca County, and Ontario County, and they asked them, what town would you most want to live in all four of those counties?
Your fantasy town.
You got it.
All right.
Tommy, can you guess which town was number one?
Well, people are going where the money is, where the nice is.
Okay, where's that?
I'm going to say Pittsford.
You nailed it. Pittsford was the A number one town people wanted to live. 32% of people listed Pittsford as number one. But Pittsford wasn't won by a lot.
Okay.
You want to take a shot at number two.
It's either got to be Victor or Brighton.
No. Kimmy, you saw this.
I did. I saw it.
Number two at 29% was Webster.
Oh. Well, it's younger, affordable maybe.
I mean, look, I'm not saying Webster isn't, but this is fantasy. This
isn't. Yeah, true, yeah.
Not that Webster isn't nice, but it's not a place I hear a lot of people talk about, like, I want to live in Webster.
Right.
Right? And then in third place was Penfield.
Oh.
28%.
And so Brighton didn't show up.
Brighton did not show up.
Victor didn't show up.
Victor did not show up.
Damn.
So there's a couple of things that stand out here.
What's that?
First one, all three of these towns are on the east side of Monroe County.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, they asked people in Livingston, Monroe, Seneca, and Ontario County. None of the other counties showed up. Like, even Victor would have been Ontario County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I am also not one town on the west side of the greater Rochester area. Like, I get that people like to crap all over Greece, but Kimmy, it's still expanding with homes being built further and further out.
But if you
out.
Don't know that, if you don't go there, you're just stuck with what you heard for many years.
Yeah. I assumed when I first saw this, for whatever reason, I was like, I wonder if they pulled a bunch of people that grew up on the east side.
It's a good question.
You know, like, they're just so stuck in, like, they could never even imagine living on the west side
that
based
is really,
on where they grew up.
That is a really good question.
I don't know.
And before we get phone calls from you-know-who, I understand that 290 people is not a lot of people,
yeah,
but it is an interesting, you know, look into it. The other interesting thing in this study.
What's that?
There are two towns in Monroe County, I would argue, at least before this, were up-and-coming towns for young people. Arundhatuit is one.
Well, it's flipping over.
Well, yeah. At one point, it was something like the biggest age flip for home buyers in America, young to old.
Yeah, because the old folks are dying off.
But which is weird.
Going to the nursing home.
But it's just strange that this many houses are available because I heard town was full.
It is full. Okay.
The other town is Fairport.
Well, Fairport's expensive.
It's not like Pittsford.
But, I mean, it's also a pricey town. Yeah.
Pittsford
yeah.
is the most expensive town in the greater Rochester area. They were one. Neither,
yeah, I'm surprised Fairport didn't show up.
Neither Arundhatuit nor Fairport were in the top three. And I think Fairport is the most surprising one for me.
Yeah, I forgot.
They have become a totally, Tommy, different town in the last decade.
Well, they added a lot going on with the restaurants and the entertainment. Yeah.
It's a social butterfly's paradise, right? And not only the bar scene, not only the restaurants, but you've got parks and you have activities and festivals like every weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you live in Fairport, you can almost walk to everything.
And every time you go to Fairport, it seems like the whole town is out walking around Fairport.
Mm-hmm.
Do people not want to live in that environment?
They must. They must have forgot
that Fairport
well,
was
a thing. Well, I kind of forgot. When my mind went to Pittsford, Victor, and Brighton, not Fairport.
Yeah,
and it should.
But you're an actual old-ass bitch who doesn't want to go out and have
no,
fun.
No, but we got a buddy that lives out there.
Sure.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but he's a lot younger than you. I know you're like friends with him.
Bro, he
ain't
a lot
younger. No, he's a lot younger. Well, he looks a lot better than you do. Way better. Like, handsome. He's successful. And there's you.
That's all you got?
And then there's you. Then there's you. Ugly and poor and old. I mean, Kimmy, go ahead.
Well, when I first saw this, like, Webster made sense to me because you can feel like you're living on the east side and there's still room to, like, build if you want to. Maybe it's a little bit more affordable of an area if you want to stay on that side of town.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, like, the other places didn't really fit. I guess maybe Penfield, too. You could include that in the mix.
Okay. But what, okay, I guess my question
but
is...
But yeah, I would have assumed it would have kind of been those outskirt towns only because it's there. If you wanted to build your own home, there are opportunities to do that.
Okay, that's a good call. I didn't think about building. Just with the Fairport situation, Kimmy, I'll ask you because, Tommy, you are stuck in your own little Pittsford bubble, and we'll get back to the Pittsburgh bubble. You are. Kimmy.
Yeah.
What?
Did Fairport make a mistake doing the bar and restaurant scene that now it's a place I want to go to? But I don't want to live around that.
Well, I mean, I've said this before. Everybody I know that grew up in Fairport won't leave Fairport. Like, they are destined to go back and live in Fairport for the rest of their lives.
So they're townies forever.
Like, they're townies forever. Maybe there's not as much of a draw to people who didn't grow up in Fairport to live there.
Okay. I don't know. But, I mean, all of this stuff has brought people in to see. And look, as much as I bust balls about the east side, Fairport seems like a nice place.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Government subsidized.
Like a postcard.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I would think, like, going out there to have a drink or have dinner or go to a festival, that would, like, make you
and
think.
And it's easy.
Yes, this is a place I want to live. But according to the study.
Not for me.
No.
Too nice for my taste. I want to go to Webster.
Yeah, because you can make the argument, like, maybe people don't see it as an affordable option, but then how did Pittsford show up on the list?
Amen.
Yeah.
And so let's loop back around to that. Again, a survey done by ESL, the Federal Credit Union, asked 290 residents that live in Livingston, Monroe, Seneca, Ontario counties, which town they would want to live in the most. Pittsford was one. Webster was two. Penfield was three, but they were all super tight. All three of them really could exchange.
You got to keep it tight.
All right. What do people eat? What do people actually like about living in Pittsburgh? What they think they would like versus what living in Pittsburgh is actually like. Because you love living in Pittsburgh.
I love it.
You don't have to pay for it, so it makes it easier.
It's even nice. Right? It's on the house.
Like, what is your favorite thing about living in Pittsburgh?
How they maintain it.
Okay, that's what I hate.
The look of it all.
Done. Done.
I mean, it's very quaint.
But they keep things up. They don't let anything get raggedy. Everything's always on point. It's sharp. They fix things. It's nice. The town.
What does that matter?
Matters a lot.
Why?
I don't want it's a pothole, chip tooth town.
No, but you're not talking about potholes. You're talking about plants and sidewalks and paint on buildings.
And they plow the sidewalks. They salt them. You could take a walk. Everything's just nice.
Well, I'm not going to take a walk, Kimmy. I'm going to take a walk through Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is perfect for a guy like you
because
you live for rules. You love rules.
Regulations.
No, seriously.
Like, permits.
You know, for a guy that's always like, F the man. You're, like, when you say F the man, I think you actually want to F the man. That's how much you love rules. Like, you sit here and you're like, I'm rebel. I do what I want. You know, it clearly says in the town charter you can't pack.
You know, it's not going to turn grimy.
Okay.
And you're not going to get, like, degenerate, like, stores that, you know, nobody wants. Bring in a riff and a raff.
So a guy who's pro-marijuana dispensary that doesn't want a marijuana dispensary.
You want to bring in narcotics? The next thing you know, you get prostitution. And not the high-end prostitution. I'm talking about the low-end prostitution.
Oh, you're fine with high-end prostitution.
Street-walking prostitution.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
I don't think that people who don't live in Pittsburgh understand the rules, regulation, and stress that involves living in Pittsburgh.
No stress.
Bro.
Just pick up at yourself.
See, that's what I mean, man. You got every neighbor calling on every other neighbor. You got the most ridiculous of things you have to do to ensure that you're staying in the right. And by the way, rules change all the time. How about when it was during the, what was the last tournament we had for the PGA? Championship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Those people that were under the assumption they would be able to park people on their lawns and make a fortune like they had. And all those
bitches.
Not anymore.
Not this town.
Switching it right last minute. Good luck, bitches.
Yeah, this ain't the Bills lot.
Okay.
I guess I get aiming for a place to live in a place like that. If you have kids coming up, you're looking at school districts. Like, that would be a huge factor for you.
I mean, you want a place where you can enjoy 6 to 10 gazebos within walking distance.
Like, everybody in Pittsburgh gets their own private gazebo at any moment.
Yeah, and if you don't, you can book one on any weekend.
It's absolutely ridiculous. No, like, I'll be honest with you, man, and this ain't just, like, you know, my past talking. I would much rather live in a town that leaves me alone than a town that looks like a postcard.
Because you want to slob it out.
Well, no, it's not that.
Y'all want to slob out.
It's not slobbing out. It's I got enough to worry about. I don't need that to worry about.
Raggedy-ass slob town.
Well, it's funny. Even within Pittsburgh, I'm thinking of the school districts. Doesn't, like, one school district look down on the other or vice versa? Like, one, they think, like, one's better.
Oh,
you don't want to go to that
one.
You want to go to the other
one. It's an issue. Like,
but it's wild to me, because aren't they both really good schools?
They are, but I'm out of that, but, like, even, like, with my stepkids and their friends, like, they will say, oh, but they went to Sutherland.
Yeah.
And they'll go, well, no, he went to, why does that matter? But it does.
Well, is it?
Like, there's division within their own town.
But Webster's like that, too.
Yeah, every town that has multiple.
Yeah.
I mean, Greece is the worst.
Yeah, because you get 10 high schools.
But I don't even know.
Four graduates.
It's funny, you talked to.
Nobody ever went to the Ivy League.
You talked to. That's not true. You talk to 10 different people.
Yeah.
You'll get 5 different answers in Greece about which school is the better school and where they want their kids to go to. Right?
Where's the one where they do a lot of, like, plays and stuff?
Athena.
Athena's.
They built that big theater back.
Because they love to brag about that.
Which is weird, though, because Odyssey is, like, the creative school, isn't it?
Well, that's
supposed
like
to
the
be?
One where
but
you have to, like, request
creative.
To go to, I think. Like,
they know how to fix up a Camaro with side pipes.
252 WCMF.
Which was one of the best musicals they ever put on, Camaro with side pipes.
That's the musical Grease, you idiot.
Wait, they ripped them guys off?
No, man, like, I'm telling you, I there are a couple of towns that I think are the perfect mix of, you don't have to worry about a ton of rules,
all right.
Right? But you're still getting nice. Like, I would argue, I mean, what's the rule situation in Brighton, in all seriousness?
Brighton's got rules.
Do they have a lot of rules?
Yeah. I'll tell you a town that probably has the best mix is probably Webster.
Okay.
Because Webster's got, like, super high-end, like, over by the Bluffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got some kind of raggedy areas, and you have just, like, regular neighborhoods. No, there's some There's a couple
Where's
little.
Where's there Raggedy and Webster?
Oh, there's Raggedy. Raggedy. Not the worst, but there's a couple of roads, man, where you go, oh, God.
I could not be happier than I am in Henrietta, because it's like the perfect balance where, like, things are good, but, like, nobody's ever up in my junk about stuff. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's kind of off your radar. You don't really feel one way or the other about it.
Yeah, Henrietta is a very right-in-the-middle town.
No, but then when you live in a town like that, you got a guy that has, like, super nice stuff, gorgeous. And then next door, you know, it's like, Jesus Christ, man.
What do you mean?
Well, you got a guy's house looks like it's right out of Miami Vice.
Uh-huh.
Fancy sports cars. Everything's pristine. The lawn is perfect.
Sure, sure.
And then you got brown grass.
Kimmy was at my house on Sunday. Was my grass brown?
I didn't notice your grass.
It was green. That's why, because it was green.
Well, not because of you.
The inside of the house looked like a bomb went off because we had multiple sleepovers Friday and Saturday. But everything else looked okay.
Dogs disappear and reappear.
No, I wish there was a way for people to, like, try out a town before they moved into it.
Oh, to take it for a test sit.
Well, like, because here's the thing, man. Like, once you've committed to a home,
you're
there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
you can,
like,
be there 30
especially
years.
Especially now, yeah.
And here's the thing. Not that a lot of people who wanted Pittsburgh would try Pittsburgh and dislike it. I mean, for the other towns. Because, Kimmy, we've talked to a ton of people on this show who grew up on the east side, could only afford houses on the west side now, and they love the experience they're having. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, everything they heard was not true.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
It's different when you start living there.
What?
And see all parts of the town.
You mean what? You know what?
Well, I ran into a guy the other day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was from my old neighborhood in Webster.
Oh.
And now he lives on the west side.
Gotcha.
I think he got divorced, and I think he had to go head west.
Okay, already not. What is that? What is he, Fievel? What is wrong with you?
No, but you know, like, he couldn't. No, but the fact was it's super expensive. He couldn't afford another house, so he went west.
And he was happy?
I don't know if he's happy.
You didn't ask him?
Well, who says, hey, man, are you happy?
I don't know. Why'd you start telling the story?
No, but like.
I know a guy. End of story.
No, but he ended up in a. Maybe he loves it, but he would have never been there unless he got divorced and couldn't afford to stay where he's at. So maybe he went west and loves it.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes that's what happens in life.
I don't have the energy.
How you describe as like going west, like he took like a journey out to Utah.
Yes,
like,
thank you. It's the Oregon Trail.
Sometimes it's a journey going out there.
Lewis and Clark style.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.